It's the first time I'm with you in this new year. So let me say Happy New Year, New Year of our Lord, 2025. Yay, God. Why I'm still here is a mystery to me. As I've told you before, it's not my exercise program or my diet. It must be the grace of God. So by the grace of God, we are all still here. And I am blown away that I have been blessed to be in your company, to be walking this walk with you, to be involved in this process of awakening with you for a quarter of a century. My cup runneth over with gratitude. And I have great faith that we will continue for many more years to come. I want to get right to it now. Let me begin with this affirmation. I desire this holy instant for myself, that I might share it with you, my sisters and my brothers, whom I love. It is not possible that I could have a holy experience of an instant without you, nor is it possible for you to experience a holy instant without me. And so, I desire this holy instant as the one to offer, because it is possible for us to share a holy instant. Though I cannot have one without you, and you cannot have one without me, let this be a holy instant that we share together. Again, I offer this instant to the Holy Spirit, that his blessing may descend on us and keep us each in peace. Peace is what we desire, I believe, more than anything, more than silver and gold, more than beautiful companions, more than a mansion on a hill. What we truly desire is peace. Peace of mind, peace in our hearts, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that is not sponsored by anything in the surround, a peace that is independent upon what is going on in the world at large, or in our country, in our politics. This peace is available to us, because the truth is, peace has created us and abides within us. How many times has Jesus spoken to me in the quietness, reminding me that the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of Almighty God is within me, awakening me to the knowing that if I am looking for a reason and a cause for peace in this world, I am on a journey and in my discovery of peace. But that if I look for the source of peace within me, I am sure to find it. My thought about the message that I wanted to bring today is one that came to me at the end of the year, and one that I have forwarded in my other two ministries, the one in Amherst, Massachusetts, and the one in Brookline, Massachusetts. It is completely organized around the idea of knowing that peace is what we want and peace is what we're seeking. And so my mind went to the Serenity Prayer. A prayer for serenity. Serenity is a beautiful word, but I had to look it up and find out what exactly does it mean. And what I read in the definition that came up for me was that serenity is an inner state of calm, assurance, peace, and absence of worry. Let me say that again, because I was impressed by this. Each of these descriptives are what I want. An inner experience, an inner state of calm, assurance, peace, and absence of worry. Just take that last definition and try it on for size. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live a life where your inner state was a state in which there is an absence of worry? How tempting it is to worry when you look at what is occurring in the surround, not only in our nation, but around the world. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be free of worry, to live in an inner space where worry is absent? I truly believe that if we truly believe the principles of unity, they would usher us into a space of the absence of worry. One principle alone, in its original form, speaks. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life: God, the good, omnipotent. To believe this with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength must place you in an inner space of the absence of worry, where there is calm, assurance, and peace. We've spoken before that the full definition, or the inner meaning of the word peace, shalom, salam, is nothing is broken and nothing is missing. Well, let's be honest. The world certainly does not look as though there is nothing missing. The world does not look as though nothing is broken. If we look at the world, if we look at the surround, we can find endless pieces of evidence that speak to the contrary. It appears as though there is much missing. It appears as though there is much broken. So if I am ever to obtain and maintain an inner sense of calm, assurance, peace, and absence of worry, I must practice and make perfect my capacity to no longer have my inner experience sponsored by what is going on in the surround. Serenity is God's desire for us. Serenity is what I want. Serenity, I believe, is what you want too. I know that there are some who believe that it's not available, that it is impossible to have an inner experience of calm, assurance, peace, and lack of worry in this world. I know that there are many who are waiting for the world to get its act together for someone out there to drop their arms, to turn their swords into plowshares so that I can be at peace. But we are called to remember, peace begins with me and must be found within me. The prayer for serenity has been around for many, 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 many decades now. And most of us only know or have been exposed to the first part of the prayer for serenity. It's very popular. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference. And for many, many people, that's where it ends. But it does not end there. It goes on. I will do the whole serenity prayer so that we can see what we're dealing with in full that can usher us into an inner state of calm, assurance, peace, and lack of worry. It is not easy. It is, though, quite worthwhile. The prayer in full. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking this shadow-filled world as it is, not as I would have it, knowing that you, God, will make all things right if I surrender to your will, that I might be reasonably happy in this life and eternally happy with you in the next. Amen. I will speak it again. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking the shadow-filled world as it is, not as I would have it, knowing that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy forever with you in the next. One more time to fulfill the law of three. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. Taking this shadow-filled world as it is, not as I would have it, knowing that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. That is a lot. Today, I would like to concentrate on one of the statements, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. Let me tell you something. I have always known that hardships are a part of the deal. I've always known that hardships come with the territory. Everything is not going to be smooth riding. You're not going to get everything you want. Not going to have it your way all of the time. I knew that there were many things that we experience as hardships. For some, it is the loss of someone there that they care for through the experience of death. Some, it's the loss of someone they care for because that someone they care for has decided simply to exit the scene for whatever reason. There are financial hardships. There are physical hardships. And all manners of the appearance of dis-ease that attacks our capacity to be at ease. So I always knew that accepting hardships was just part of the deal, something I had to do. But never had it really hit me in recent times that hardships could actually be the pathway to peace. I had a partner for many years, and he's been off the planet for over 30 years. And he was a member of the 12-step community. And I would go to meetings with him so many decades ago, a few decades ago, and they would do the full serenity prayer. And then eventually the full prayer got to be a turnoff for some people. The prayer was actually a very Christian-spoke prayer. And where I said, in my rendering of it, accepting or taking this shadow-filled world as it is, not as I would have it, the original prayer stated, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Well, there were some people who were in the 12-step program that were not turned on by the idea of Jesus, but were turned off. So there came a time that they dropped out the taking as Jesus did. They began to say, taking as he did, which referred to him without speaking his name. And then later, there were some women in the community who decided, why does it have to be a he? Why can't it just be a you? It begins with, God, grant me. Why can't it be a you rather than a he? And so they dropped the word Jesus and the reference to him. And they dropped the word he, and it began to be spoken of as taking this world. As it is, not as I would have it. I think all of these changes were on purpose. I have no challenge or issues with them at all. But you do know that I'm a Jesus boy. And so when I speak the prayer to myself, I speak it in its original. There were so many years where I never thought of anything but the beginning of the Serenity Prayer. For whatever reason, I felt like I didn't need to, because let's face the facts. If you get the first part down pat, you're doing pretty good. If you just get the part down pat that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, wow, you got it covered. But Johnny Earl, my partner, at the end of his life, when he knew within himself that he was probably at his home-going time, I remember him calling me into his room and saying, Carly, darling, it's time for me to get back to the full Serenity Prayer. There's more I want to know and remember than just the first part. You see, when you know your time is limited, when you know your incarnation is wrapping up, when you know your dash is about to be over, you want to remember a piece that speaks, living one day at a time. When you are at the end of your dash, all you want is to remember to enjoy one moment at a time. You want to recall, as you look back over your life's challenges, you want to recall that hardships are the pathway to peace. You look back and you see all of your prayers that the world would change somehow, that there would be peace on earth by someone outside of you's own doing to accomplish it. You want to remember to take this world, the shadow-filled world, as it is, to stop arguing with it, to stop comparing it to the world you would rather there be, taking this world as it is, not as I would have it. This does not mean you don't do the work that is yours to do to forward peace here. You do your work, but you don't do it as an argument with what is. Simply an opportunity to improve what is. And Johnny wanted also to know that in doing so, I can also know that God, our Creator, will make all things right if I surrender to His will. Johnny smiled. He smiled when he quoted the rest, that I might be reasonably happy in this life, and supremely happy with God forever in the next. The prayer for serenity is a prayer to return home and there stay. Because the true residence intended for each and every one of us is an inner state. of calm, assurance, peace, and lack of worry. As I said before, is attaining and maintaining this inner space of being easy? No. Is it worthwhile? Yes. And I, for one, am doing whatever it takes to attain and maintain my residence in a state of serenity. It is not easy to come to know, given all of the outer evidence, that there is nothing broken and that there is nothing missing. It requires much of me. Many, many, many hours of meditation. Many hours of contemplation. Many mantras of the words of the power songs that we sing. I release. I let go. I let the spirit run my life. My heart is open wide. Why? Because I'm only here for God. How many other things are we here for? How many other goals do we seek? Can you imagine being only here for God? Accepting what I can't change, changing what I can, and knowing the difference. We are one self. We are united with our Creator. We are at one with every aspect of creation, and we are limitless in power and in peace. How are we using our power? In behalf of our peace. You know, so many things have come through me that some people have assumed came from me. I am constantly correcting people that did not come from me, that came through me. And everything that came through me, I needed to hear from my own awakening. So it is not me standing on a mountain speaking to people. It is you and I both. Sometimes experientially on the mountain, and at other times experientially in the valley. We are one self. I am ahead of no one and beyond no one. We walk home together. And so when you hear me speak, there is nothing to fear and no one to blame. That did not come from me. That came to me. When? When I needed to hear it. And so I give to you always what is given to me. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. And holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. And so it is. knowing this ushers me into an inner space of calm, assurance, peace, and absence of worry. Who could ask for anything more? Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Shalama skona. Serenity. Hallelujah. I have a few preparing me. I have a feeling in my soul. Life is preparing me to fill a special role in bringing peace to fellow kind. The feeling grows, and so I know now is the time. Now is the time for the world to be healed by the love that I feel in me. Eternally be harmony. Feelings of love are a song of peace. I am the one. It's up to me to make the choice to set the captive feeling free. Now is the time I must begin to now release this sense of peace I feel within. Yes, now is the time for the world to be healed by the love that I feel in me. Eternally be harmony. Feelings of love are a song of peace. 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 Serenity. Release. Peace be unto you. One by one and name by name. Teach only peace, for peace is what you are. I am the one, it's up to me to make the choice to set the captive feeling free. Now is the time I must begin to now release the sense of peace I feel within. Now is the time for the world to be healed by the love that I feel in me. Eternally be harmony. Feelings of love are a song of peace. 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 Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom.